قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
Allah's statement, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, that is Gabriel, let him die in his fury. For indeed, he has brought it, that is this Qur'an, down to your heart by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it, that is the Torah and the Injil, and guidance and glad tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, then verily, Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. Chapter 2, verses 97 and 98, Al-Quran. The next topic is the Jews are the enemies of Jibreel. Imam Abu Ja'far bin Jarir At-Tabari said, the scholars of tafsir agree that this ayah, that is chapter 2, verses 97 to 98, was revealed in response to the Jews who claimed that Jibreel, that is Gabriel, is an enemy of the Jews, and that Mikael, that is Michael, is their friend. Al-Bukhari said, Allah said, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, let him die in his fury. Ikrimah said, Jibr, Mik, and Israf all mean worshipper, while Il means Allah. Anas bin Malik said, when Abdullah bin Salam heard of the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Madinah, he was working on his land. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I'm going to ask you about three things which nobody knows except a prophet. What will be the first portent of the hour? What will be the first meal taken by the people of paradise? Why does a child resemble its father? And why does it resemble its maternal uncle? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel has just told me the answers. Abdullah said, he, that is Jibreel among all the angels, is the enemy of the Jews. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah. Whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, that is Gabriel, let him die in his fury. For indeed he has brought it, this Qur'an, down to your hearts. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, the first portent of the hour will be a fire that will bring together the people from the east to the west. The first meal of the people of paradise will be the caudate lobe of the liver of fish. As for the child resembling his parents, if a man has sexual intercourse with his wife and his discharge is first, the child will resemble the father. If the woman has a discharge first, the child will resemble her side of the family. On that, Abdullah bin Salam said, I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and you are the messenger of Allah. Abdullah bin Salam further said, O Allah's messenger, the Jews are liars. And if they should come to know about my conversion to Islam before you, ask them about me. They will tell a lie about me. The Jews came to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abdullah went inside the house. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Jews, what kind of man is Abdullah bin Salam? They replied, he is the best among us, the son of the best among us, our master, and the son of our master. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what do you think if he would embrace Islam? The Jews said, may Allah save him from it. Then Abdullah bin Salam came out in front of them saying, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Thereupon they said, he is the evilest among us and the son of the evilest among us. And they continued talking badly about him. Ibn Salam said, this is what I feared, O messenger of Allah. Only Al-Bukhari recorded this hadith with this chain of narration. Al-Bukhari and Muslim recorded this hadith from Anas using another chain of narration. Some people say that il means worshipper, while whatever word that is added to it becomes Allah's name, because il is a constant in such conjunction. This is similar to the names Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Abdul Malik, Abdul Quddus, Abdul Salam, Abdul Kafi, Abdul Jalil, and so forth. Hence, Abd is constant in these compound names, while the remainder differs from name to name. This is the same case with Jibreel, Mikael, Israel, Israfil, and so forth. And Allah knows best. The next topic is choosing some angels to believe in over others. Is disbelief like choosing some prophets over others? Allah said, "Whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, that is Gabriel, let him die in his fury, for indeed he has brought it, this Qur'an, down to your heart by Allah's permission." Meaning, whoever becomes an enemy of Jibreel, let him know that he is Ruh al-Qudus, who brought down the glorious zikr, that is Qur'an, to your heart from Allah by his leave. Hence, he is a messenger from Allah. Whoever takes a messenger as an enemy will have taken all the messengers as enemies. Further, whoever believes in one messenger is required to believe in all of the messengers. Whoever rejects one messenger has rejected all of the messengers. Similarly, Allah said, "Verily, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah and disbelieving in His messengers, saying, 'We believe in some but reject others.'" Chapter 4, verse 150, Al-Quran. Allah decreed that they are disbelievers because they believe in some prophets and reject others. This is the same with those who take Jibreel as an enemy, because Jibreel did not choose missions on his own, but by the command of his Lord. Allah's statement, "And we angels descend not except by the command of your Lord." Chapter 19, verse 64, Al-Quran. And Allah said, "And truly, this, the Quran, is a revelation from the Lord of all that exists, which the trustworthy Ruh Jibreel has brought down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you may be one of the warners." Chapter 26, verses 192 to 194, Al-Quran. Al-Bukhari reported that Abu Huraira said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah said, 'Whoever takes a friend of mine as an enemy will have started a war with me.' Therefore, Allah became angry with those who took Jibreel as an enemy. Allah said, 'Whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, that is Gabriel, let him die in his fury. For indeed, he has brought it, this Qur'an, down to your heart by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it,'" meaning previous books. Allah's statement, "In guidance and glad tidings for the believers," meaning as guidance to their hearts, "and bringer of the good news of paradise, which is exclusively for the believers." Similarly, Allah said, "Say, it is for those who believe, a guide and a healing." Chapter 41, verse 44, Al-Quran. And Allah's statement, "And we sent down of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe." Chapter 17, verse 82, Al-Quran. Allah then said, "Whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, that is Michael, then verily, Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers." Allah stated that whoever takes him, his angels and messenger as enemies, then Allah's messengers include angels and men. For Allah said, "Allah chooses messengers from angels and from men." Chapter 22, verse 75, Al-Quran. Allah said, "Jibreel, that is Gabriel, and Mikael, that is Michael." Allah mentioned Jibreel and Michael specifically, although they are included among the angels who were messengers, only because this ayah was meant to support Jibreel, the emissary between Allah and His prophets. Allah also mentioned Mikael here, because the Jews claimed that Jibreel was their enemy, and Mikhail was their friend. Allah informed them that whoever is an enemy of either of them, then he is also an enemy of the other as well as Allah. We should state here that Mikhail sometimes descended to some of Allah's prophets, although to a lesser extent than Jibreel, because this was primarily Jibreel's task. And Israfil is entrusted with the job of blowing the trumpet for the commencement of the resurrection on the Day of Judgment. This is recorded in the Sahih that whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up at night, he would supplicate, O Allah, Lord of Jibreel, Mikhail and Israfil, Creator of the heavens and earth, and knower of the seen and the unseen, you judge between your servants regarding what they differ in, so direct me to the truth which they differ on, by your leave. Verily, you guide whom you will to the straight path. Allah's statement, then verily, Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers, informed the disbelievers that whoever takes a friend of Allah as an enemy, then he has taken Allah as an enemy. And whoever treats Allah as an enemy, then he shall be Allah's enemy. Indeed, whoever is an enemy of Allah, then he will lose in this life in the hereafter. As stated earlier, whoever takes a friend of mine as an enemy, I shall wage a war on him.